Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1376. Visible translated text is as follows. Extraordinary motion for new trial. State of Georgia versus Leo M. Frank. 1. Convicted of murder at July 2. Term 1913 of Fulton Superior, 3, Court. Affirmance of judgment by 4, Supreme Court. Entry of remittitur 5 at March. Term 1914 of Fulton, 6, Superior Court. To the Superior Court of Fulton County, now comes the defendant Leo M. Frank and makes this his extraordinary motion for new trial and respectfully shows as his reason why this motion was not previously made that the grounds hereof were not known by this defendant or any of his counsel to exist at the time of said trial or at the time the original motion for new trial was made or heard with the amendments thereto, and could not by the exercise of ordinary diligence have then been discovered, but have been discovered and brought to the attention of this defendant and his attorneys since said original motion for new trial was passed on. And the grounds of said motion are as follows. Reference being here had to the entire record in this case as showing the materiality of the grounds herein set out. 1. Because of the newly discovered evidence obtained by the defendant as to the identity of the alleged hair claimed to have been found by the state's witness, Barrett, at the original trial. Defendant shows that it has come to his knowledge, since the original motion for new trial was denied, and is a fact that Dr. H.F. Harris, one of the state's expert witnesses, who testified at the trial as to the condition of Mary Fagan's stomach and other matters at the instance of the Solicitor General before the trial, took the strands of hair which said Barrett claimed to have found in the metal room on the second floor on Monday following the murder, and examined and compared them with the strands of hair which the said Harris took from the head of Mary Fagan when he performed his autopsy upon her body. The said Harris made a careful microscopic examination of